Second date update.
It's kind of sweet to think about, but your mom is with you through some of the biggest moments of your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when you took your very first steps.
Yeah.
Or when you scored your first goal in soccer.
Aww.
In my case, when I scored with Paula Radziechowski in 10th grade.
Hey, attaboy.
Got to second base, and mom was right there holding my hand the whole way.
Now, this is how you undo the bra.
Second base?
I know you're wondering which hand, and don't be gross, okay?
Yeah, bro, come
it was
on.
The other hand.
I don't know that that makes it better.
No, that makes it worse in my head.
Oh, God.
It's a memory that I'll never forget. And
I'm not going to forget it either now.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I'm glad to be able to share it with all of you.
Not in a good way.
But one of our listeners, Lucas, says he may have met the one.
What?
And his mom was there to see it.
Oh, no. Same way, though, right?
Lucas, yes. You get to third?
No.
I don't know about that.
Oh. Hey, you can hang up right now if you want. We will not blame you,
bro. Oh, okay. I'm glad to hear somebody else is close with their mom, but tell us.
Oh, God.
He's like, no, it was my dad, actually.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, you guys, get on to who this one is. I want to know why this sounds important.
Tell us about the woman that you met. What's her name?
Tracy.
Tracy.
Oh, my God, a knockout. Knockout.
Okay.
Okay.
Where did you meet Tracy?
I met her. This is kind of awkward, but we met at a winery. But
why is that so weird?
It was my mom's birthday, and she loves wine, and she loves when I take her out for her birthday.
That's cute.
That is okay. That's a good mom date.
So wait.
Yeah, so that's what you mean by your mom was there for it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, she was totally there for it.
And Tracy's like your age, not your mom's like friend that came along for the birthday celebration, right?
She was the hostess.
Okay.
She worked there.
She was so friendly. I took it, maybe was this flirting? Maybe was this sort of like feeling it out, you know? And she hosted us to our table, and halfway through the meal, she comes over and she asks how everything was going. And I said, if you're wondering, we're not dating. This is my mom.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
Good joke, dude.
I don't think it landed because it was like her face turned red. It was awkward. My mom looked at me and almost spit out her wine.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Even mom didn't think you were funny. That's never a good sign.
You should have just kissed her passionately and been like, don't worry, that's my mom.
Right.
Yeah. That
would have
killed.
I mean, in your defense, man, it's hard to come off looking suave and smooth while your mom is sitting right next to you.
Dude.
100%.
No one is smooth in front of their mommy.
Okay.
And it's also hard to know like when staff likes you or if they're just trying to get a good tip. You know?
That's the thing. I'm like, wait.
I think you're right. And I mean, she laughed afterwards. And then I think I just realized she was just being a professional hostess, and maybe if she was laughing at the table, maybe that was coming across as too forward, but like I was totally trying to impress her. I was talking about wines with her, and that's where the sort of I found that opening. I think that was a connection.
Bro, it's just effort. You're trying, even if you're not funny,
right?
You're trying to make her laugh.
You're playful.
You're giving out positive vibes. I think that's what's most important to people.
Plus it's a good look, like that you're taking your mom out for her birthday.
Oh, I didn't think
you know
that.
Like
yeah,
that's a good look.
True. And you genuinely were, you know, you weren't doing this to be seen with your mom.
Totally.
So how were you able to like establish a connection with Tracy?
Okay, so later on in the dinner, we're winding up, and I go over to Tracy and I ask her, could you put the candles on the birthday cake first? I gave her the candles that I brought, and she said, you are so sweet. And that's when I knew that was my opening.
That is cute.
So I said, love to hang out. She agreed. She gave me her number. And then her boss all of a sudden needed her to go away, and I said goodbye, and we will communicate later.
We'll communicate.
I hope you didn't say that, bro, because girls are... I'll hit you up.
Yeah.
We will communicate.
We will establish correspondence.
Yes. My people will
call your people.
Right, we'll send a messenger dog.
Sorry,
okay, guys.
No,
that's my science background, so...
No worries, man. We're just joking around with
just
you.
Messing,
so you were able to get her number.
So, yeah, we texted for like a couple days. And we set a date for an actual meetup.
All good.
And
things.
Like at the last minute, the day before, she said, I'm sorry, I have to cancel. And I was like, oh, okay. And then a couple days later, nothing. And have no idea why I'm getting ghosted, but I am, and I'd love for you guys to maybe help and figure this out.
That is how it is now.
Jose and I were just talking about this because he was talking about how he always gets canceled on.
I think like the last 3 dates
and
I've had.
It just seems like it's part of like dating right
now. Yeah, I think it is part of the culture. Maybe like take
it
less personally.
But it sucks.
I mean, for me, I'm sure it is my fault, but for you, I'm sure it's just dating in general, bro.
Is there anything that you could think of from the date that you would think might be a red flag to her?
I don't think so, because she wouldn't have given me her number, and I couldn't imagine there's anything I did or said or came across as being rude or anything like that.
Yeah.
So no.
That's true.
I mean, like I said, she's a knockout. She's beautiful. So maybe she has a bunch of guys in her dating queue. And, you know, why would she spend time with me? I don't know.
Aww, buddy.
She definitely does have a bunch of dudes, bro. I'll tell you that right now. That is how the internet works.
But that doesn't mean that you don't deserve a shot. At her, you know, like,
talk to the hot girls,
you sound
Brooke.
Awesome.
You could be the best of the bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
So we'll play a song, we'll come back, and we're going to establish correspondence with Tracy.
We will
communicate with her and figure out why she's not calling you back, why she canceled on you at the last second. That's not cool. We'll do it right after this when we do your second date update. Hold on, man. They say one of the keys to impressing a woman is to do something excellent in her presence. And I feel like just listening to Lucas's story today, you know, he may not sound like the most suave guy in the world, but the fact that he walked up to the hostess that day and said, "Hey, baby girl.
Oh, God.
I brought some special candles for my mama's birthday. Oh, can you grab these from me and put them on top of her moist birthday cake?"
I think he
had her at moist.
I don't know. I mean, if it was maybe somebody else's cake.
No,
it's your mom.
Don't listen to her, Lucas. That was a pro move.
No, you don't use mom and moist in the same
Yeah, place. You do. You're no amateur, Lucas. You are a suave man.
I am. Yes, I am. Yeah.
That's right. That's the confidence I'm talking about. Anyway, him and Tracy never really ended up having a date.
Right.
But he did get her phone number, and they did set up a time when they're supposed to meet. She canceled, though, right before it was supposed to happen. So we're going to try and help him figure out why. You ready, Lucas? You're going to turn the charm up to 11 for us?
Charm up to 11, but I can't say that I'm not nervous.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, when Jeffrey when we started this, he said that you emailed in and called her possibly the one, right?
I did say that, but don't tell her that I said that.
No, I won't. I'm just saying.
We don't have to tell her, Lucas, because I feel like she knows.
No, we won't tell her, but I understand where your nerves are coming from.
Yeah, you got a lot riding on this.
Totally.
Man.
You're super likable. You seem awesome. I think we can do this.
Thank you.
Are you ready, man? We're going to call Tracy here.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tracy?
Yes.
Hey, Tracy, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing?
I'm okay. You're from a radio show?
Mm-hmm. A morning radio show.
Hey, Tracy.
Hi.
Hey, and we do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. That's where we help our listeners reconnect with people after they've gone out on a date. Now, you didn't go out with this guy on an official date yet, but you were supposed to. His name's Lucas.
He reached out to you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really excited about you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is really embarrassing.
It is?
It's both good or bad.
Don't be embarrassed.
But for who? For you or for him?
I don't think I should talk about this.
Oh, no.
You can't even tell that.
Are you in a relationship and he didn't know or something?
No. I just, I don't know what to say. I just, like, I don't want to embarrass him.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Oh.
He told us about the terrible jokes he made.
Yeah, he knows he wasn't the funniest.
He said you laughed, though.
I did.
Okay. And not only that, he said that you gave him your phone number and you guys actually set up a time to meet. But you canceled at the last second.
Well, it's been a lot since we met that day.
It's been a lot?
What's been a lot?
Like, he seems like a really sweet and sincere and nice guy. I'm sure he is.
Why are you convincing yourself?
Yeah.
Did he come off like too much of a player?
No.
Because I kind of got that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes near his mom.
You know,
she's even laughing.
It's funny you mention his mom. So in the days afterward, like, I started to get some text messages from her.
What?
No.
From Lucas's mom?
No, you didn't.
What?
Yes.
How?
Huh?
I don't know how she could have gotten my number. Maybe they live together.
Why would he give it to her?
And yeah, what is she texting you about?
Yeah. What was she saying to you?
She, like, texted me if she could call me, and I felt awkward, so I ended up answering, and we ended up talking.
Oh. What? You answered?
What about?
Yeah. She had some type of agenda, and it felt like she was really uncomfortable to tell me at first.
Okay.
And so we went back and forth, and finally I was like, you know, you can be straight up. And she said, look, if I'm going to be frank, your boobs are too big.
What?
I did not see that comment.
No.
Wait, his mom called to body shame you? Like, what the hell?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And at first I was like, she has to be kidding. And she's like, well, I'm serious. And she says, well, Lucas doesn't have much experience with that. And he's used to dating much smaller chested women.
Like
herself.
Like he can't handle
like
her.
Herself?
She did not bring herself
she
into that.
She did not say that.
Yes, she did.
No!
She's just like, your boobs are going to overwhelm him.
Oh,
my
God. Overwhelm him.
You should have seen him when he was a baby. He didn't know, like, we had a real hard time latching.
I'm imagining him, like, sneaking out of the room and calling his mom, like, Mom, I'm really overwhelmed right now. What do I do here?
I mean... I don't think there's any way that Lucas could have possibly known that this was going to happen.
I hope not.
I mean, that's the one benefit.
Yeah, but
maybe he did know. Yeah.
Because we should probably ask him, and that's why I need to tell you, Tracy, Lucas is on the other line right now.
Oh, my God.
He needed to hear this. He really needed to hear this.
Lucas, you there?
Yeah, I heard everything. And my mother's in the other room, and I'm about to explode.
Wait, why is she in the other room?
What? It doesn't matter why she's in the other room, and I want to go talk to her right now. This is so embarrassing.
I'm so mortified. No, now's not the time.
Hold on, Lucas. Did you know that your mom was texting Tracy?
No, I had no f-ing idea. Sorry.
Okay. So you're bringing up the bad boy.
I mean, is the boob thing a surprise for you, Lucas, or is this a discussion you've had with your mom before?
Yes, good question.
Complete surprise, and it probably comes from that magazine she found when I was 17.
Oh!
No, you did not need to say that. Really, that does not help.
I forgot what a magazine even was. That's hilarious.
What?
I mean, Lucas, I really think you need to talk to Tracy here because she sounds pretty freaked out.
Yeah, and apologize.
I am going to apologize. Mom, I'll get you in a second.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah. Can you focus on Tracy for a second?
Okay.
Rip yourself away from your mom for 2 minutes.
Sorry, everybody. I'm nervous. Tracy, I want you to listen to me. You made me laugh, and you're the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life.
Aww.
And when I walked in and I saw you gaze at me, and you. Is this...
Yeah.
It's too much charm.
Can we turn the charm to like a two even?
Like,
I think he just took his inhaler out.
He's trying, guys.
He is. You're sweet, Lucas.
Yeah. I feel like you're trying, but maybe it's just a different experience. Maybe we're in different areas of our lives. I'm like, you know, you're really close with your mom in more ways than one.
I don't think that's funny, but sure.
I'm sorry. I have to laugh.
I mean, Tracy, you can hear he feels terrible. He had nothing to do with it.
And we don't even know if that's true. That's just what his mom said. Lucas, what do you think? Could you handle a bigger pair?
Yeah, man. You got this, bro.
Yeah, your mom doesn't believe in you, but I sure do.
Yeah, bro, I do too. You can handle that.
That's a pep talk you needed, Lucas.
Tell her, Lucas. Tell Tracy that you could handle her.
Tracy,
yeah.
I can tell you this with 100% certainty. That your boobs will never overwhelm me.
I'll look them right in the eye.
Man, I could just see that in the wedding vows.
Yeah, Tracy, that was really beautiful.
It was. And yeah. I think this is a good time to ask, Tracy, we would love to send you and Lucas out on another date. Mom will
not be there.
A real one-on-one date,
yes.
And we will pay for it.
Yeah.
Just don't bring a lot of cleavage.
We're like a turtleneck.
Yeah.
What do you say, Tracy?
I mean, I thought talking to his mom was the weirdest thing. This has really been strange.
We have. No.
I don't know. Maybe we can keep texting for a little bit, see where it goes.
That's something. Yeah.
That's the door is still cracked open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lucas?
Tracy, I would love to receive a text from you, and then I will send a text back.
Oh.
And then, like, we can start all over and stuff.
And that's sweet.
If you want to send me a picture, that's totally fine. And I'll send you a picture.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's not push it.
I don't know. Maybe a good idea. Prep him a little.
Terrible timing.
Okay. Yeah, that was bad.
Maybe we can share a bottle of Pinot Noir.
Yeah. Hey. That's the charmer. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.